Welcome to the IRS Problems Podcast with Mike Evans and Certified Tax Resolution Specialist Todd Whalen. Mike and Todd will discuss listeners' questions and common problems you might face dealing with the IRS.
Well, hello again, everybody, and welcome into the debut of the IRS Problems Podcast. I'm Mike Evans, along with Todd Whalen, a voice that you've heard for years on The Fan, and now you get a chance to see this handsome fella up close and personal, and we're looking forward to helping people with their IRS problems as we move along throughout these different podcasts. And a lot of you have heard me on the Fan. A quick little recap of me. I've been here with The Fan for almost 23 years now. Come to Colorado, love Colorado, kids born here, avid skier, golfer, hiker, camper. So really enjoying my time here in Colorado. I've known Todd for a long, long time. Todd, looking forward to working with you and hearing more about your story.
I'm pretty excited about this. Yeah, this is, you could take your bio and just cut and paste it. I love to hike, fish, same things. This is why I'm in Colorado. I love this beautiful state and definitely take advantage of it. I've been a fly fisherman most of my life. It's been the basis of most of my decisions in life. Where to live is where the fishing's the best.
It's amazing how life's turns bring us to a certain point in our lives. And maybe tell us a bit about how you got to the point that you're in now. And a lot of it is based on personal experience and some difficult, painful experiences.
Yeah, I'm sure you referring to when I learned about the IRS. I learned firsthand about the IRS. I went through a divorce, and divorces are ugly. That was the worst thing that happened to me. You're in a lot of emotional pain. It's just a tough time in life. As a matter of fact, I really thought it's probably the toughest thing I will ever go through. And then I met the IRS. So that became the toughest
thing. Hold my beer, IRS.
Yeah, right. And you're trying to pay, in my case, I was trying to pay her bills while we were going through the divorce and rent. And I was living elsewhere trying to make ends meet. And there just wasn't enough. And then on top of that, when your filing status changes, I went from planning on a married tax return to a married filing separate. And I ended up with just this huge liability and just debts everywhere and literally ended up living in my truck. I mean, just trying to get by. And this went on for 2 years. I actually had a camper shell, not a camper, just a shell. And I built a little bed back there and I put in a minus 20 degree sleeping bag, sleeping bag. And I showered at Washington Park at the little recreation center. So, I mean, it was just brutal. And now that wasn't all the IRS. It was the IRS plus being in the middle of the divorce and just, I'd also started my business just a couple of years. So it was a young business. Just the whole thing snowballed. And man, it was just disastrous. It just literally, it was just some of the worst times of my life. It it just happened. It wasn't like, oh, I'm going to choose not to pay my taxes. I just couldn't. There just wasn't any money there. And then, of course, you get the infamous call, and you're like, oh, there's Uncle Sam's here, and I'm here to help you. Yeah, you are.
So, I think it's interesting that when you share the stories of the people that you work with and have helped on the radio, and we'll be doing this during the course of this podcast, is you're coming from a personal connection to your dealings with the IRS, and therefore the people you're working with and helping, you can connect with them as well, and they can connect with you. And I think that probably helps to serve a nice bond, a nice relationship as you guys go about working together. As we start this, what do you think is the goal of this podcast? What are we trying to accomplish here?
You know, my goal, and it's been for most of my career, is helping people with tax problems. And you know, you talk about, I can identify, there's no judgment. I get it. You know, you end up in a tax problem and you don't need somebody telling you why you're there. What you need is somebody to tell you how to get out of this mess and how to move forward. And this literally hits all walks of life. It's equal opportunity IRS for sure. I do notice that a lot of self-employeds, like construction, painters, the construction trades, have a lot of tax problems. A lot of that's because they've never really been trained. They don't know how to pay their taxes, and it is quite shocking at the end of the year. And then also they don't know how to file. They don't know how to pay. A lot of times they have multiple years they haven't filed for 4, 3, 4, 5, 6 years. I've actually helped people who have never filed in 30 years. And so, but it's all walks of life. And the goal is to get them back into the system so they kind of get a second chance. Right. And single moms to, the rich and the famous, literally people, Mike, that I know you know, you know, that I've helped. So it's just, it's everybody. It's not limited by your social status, your income, where you live, anything. It's just easy to get in trouble with IRS. The hard part's how to undo that mess, how to get out of it.
Well, that's what we're here to do. And I know over the years, people who've listened to The Fan, they've heard you tell stories, and they've heard your clients talk about how I owed this extraordinary amount of money. And when it was all said and done, after you were able to do what you do, they were paying a fraction, an unbelievably lower amount than what they were originally tasked with doing. So we're going to kind of examine some of the different ways, some of the different solutions for IRS debts. And we're looking at really four, aren't we?
Yeah. If these four don't work, then you're literally looking at bankruptcy. You know, even in bankruptcy, it doesn't always get rid of the taxes. So sometimes it can, but most of the time it can't. There's the obvious solution is to pay them full pay. And that's not glorious, but sometimes what people don't know, and just listening today, this just might help you. A lot of times it's a timing thing. You think you can pay, you just need a little bit of time. And the IRS will automatically, and they always have, grant you 4 months. Unless there's some weird circumstance, they'll grant you 4 months just to pay them off. But you got to call them. And right now, it's 180 days. So I shouldn't say 4 months. It's 120 days. And it's 180 days, which I kind of 6 months. And they'll just put a hold on your account. And that's what's important about that. Even though you're full paying them, if you call them and they put a hold on your account, you're not going to get levied. So while paying them in full is not glorious, it's not a great solution, it sure beats getting levied while you wait for money. So you literally call them up and be like, hey, I just need a little time. Can you give it to me? And generally they will. And like I said, right now it's like 180 days they'll give you. And so that's one, not glorious, but hey, it's out there. It's just a timing thing. The next thing is kind of the same thing. It's not necessarily glorious, but it's paying them in installments. And you know, you just need time. And you can break it up, but there's different rules depending on how much you owe and like their requirements. If you owe enough, they're going to require full financial statements. Or if there's not enough time in the statutes to pay it like you'd like to, they're going to require for full financial statements. But there are some streamlined kinds of deals there, and you can spread it out generally over 72 months. And, you know, that's a better payment plan. And one of the advantages of that is that once you're in a payment plan with IRS, they cut the penalties in half. So from then on, and you know, the monthly penalty for not paying. Do you know there's over 100 kinds of penalties with IRS? And one of them is not paying them. Another much worse one is not filing. If you, that penalty is 5% per month for 5 months for 25%. So you can imagine somebody who hasn't filed the last 5 years, how big those penalties are. But anyway, the payment plan, once you're in an installment agreement, the payment, the penalty goes from 0.5% to 0.25% per month. And then, you know, if those two options, if you're really upside down, the next two options are much better options. And these are great options if you owe more than you can pay. And one is, I'm going to just talk about, you had mentioned, hey, we do these settlements or, you know, these great, and these offers and compromises. They're a great story because people are so grateful and it literally gives them their life back. It gives them another chance. They're upside down. They owe a ton of money. They can't possibly pay it. And here comes this offer and compromise, and you can settle it for a lot less money if the circumstances are right. It's not for everybody. I mean, if you can pay them, the IRS is going to be there with their hand out and they want paid. But if you're upside down, now is the time to fix that. You don't want to wait until life is rosy and you can pay them. If you're just really upside down and you do a settlement with the IRS really will, people don't believe it, but they really will take less money than you owe them. They'll compromise your debt. It's a settlement. It's a negotiation. And but just to go back to what you said, so these great solutions, it's generally an offer and compromise, or the IRS made a mistake. In many cases, when you see these big balances, and then all of a sudden, we've even had it come out to be a refund because basically the IRS either made a mistake on a tax return, they filed a tax return for you, or they had an administrative error. And I've had people, I had a homeless guy owe over $100,000. It was close to $200,000. And he's like, how could that be? And he'd cleaned up his life, got a job, and, you know, he had ended the 7-year battle. And then all of a sudden the IRS calls, and, well, they didn't call, actually, they just started taking his wages. And so he called us, and, you know, the IRS couldn't even tell us how they came up with that balance. We did a Freedom of Information Act request and they couldn't even tell us. So we had to, we filed appeals and we got the balance removed. But so usually when you see those extraordinary solutions, it's an offer and compromise or some kind of an error that the IRS made. And the final solution is called uncollectible status. And that's basically, it's kind of like a payment plan of zero. You just basically prove that the person can't pay. And then the IRS kind of sets it aside and says, okay, you don't have to pay, you don't have to make payments. And when you really want that solution would be if there's a thing called the statute of limitations on how long the IRS can collect. Someday we need to talk about that because that's a big deal. And if that statute was going to expire, a lot of times uncollectible status is going to be a better solution than an offer and compromise, because when the statute expires, you don't owe anything. So anyway, those are kind of the tools of the trade that you're using to fix the tax problem. And if you're looking at trying to fix it yourself, those are the ones you're going to look at.
One of the things that we're trying to do here with the IRS Problems Podcast, and again with Todd Whalen, Advanced Tax Solutions, we would love to get your questions of some of the issues that you deal with. And Todd can lend his expertise and hopefully be able to help you here during the course of our conversation. And you have a story to share and a question, a follow-up that maybe you can help some people out there listening and watching with an outreach program that you do.
Yeah, we actually, not everybody has a big, you know, obviously I'm the owner of Advanced Tax Solutions, and you guys have heard me in those stories on the air. And but that service is, you know, it's more expensive. I mean, a lot of these projects take a year, and so they're usually bigger projects. So sometimes if somebody owes $15,000, they really can't afford us because it's the same amount of work. So for years, we've done workshops for people, and it's like, all right, you come in and I'll teach you, you know, how this system works and what forms you need to do and what you can do to do it yourself. And I've done that for free for a long time, just trying to help people who, you know, well, like when I was young and got in trouble, like I didn't have anywhere to go and I didn't have any money. And so anyway, I'm just kind of trying to help the people with the smaller balances. And so anyway, recently I had a guy, it's a great question for this time of year, because this is happens right now. This is what's happening. And it's kind of this catch 22. So the gentleman owed for 2020. He was already in the pipeline. He was already getting collection letters, and he now was going to file 2021, and he was going to owe money again. Now, it really is a conundrum, because if you owe for 2021, what you want to do is wait for that one so you can include it into the payment plan. Because if you set up a payment plan for 2020 and then you file 2021, you owe again, it automatically defaults your payment plan. And now you got a real pickle, because the IRS is going to be torqued that it's harder the second time or the third time. So you want to get a solution, and you want it to stick. So here he is, he's getting levy notices now. He's getting, it's called a CPA 504. I saw the letter, and it's a notice of intent to levy. So he's scared to death. He's like, well, you're telling me not to get into a payment plan until both returns post, but yet now they're threatening to take my stuff. They're going to garnish his wages and levy his bank account. So it is, and that's really common right now, this next 3 months, because you're filing tax returns, and if you have a prior bonus balance, it's going to if you're in a solution, it's going to default it. So the solution to that, one is you have to understand what a CP 504 is, and that is, it does say a notice of intent to levy. It does. And but realistically, the IRS can't yet. There's another letter called a final notice of intent to levy. So the IRS can huff and they can puff, but they can't do anything yet. But if you don't know that and you get the CP 504, it scares you to death. Yeah. And so that letter, he had just got the letter. That's why he called me. He had been to one of the workshops, and he's like, what do I do? And I'm like, well, he had already filed the return, but now we're just waiting for it to post. But that brings up another question, another problem. Right now, the IRS is still posting for 2019. They haven't finished processing all their 2020 returns, and they are not in a hurry to process 2021 returns. So now you got a real dilemma that the 2021 return may not post for months. We don't know when it's going to post. So kind of the crux of this is he was trying to get the payment plan done online. And kind of the solution here is we're going to wait a couple weeks and just see if that return posts. And if it posts, then he can get online and set up his payment plan. And there's reasons you'd want to do it online versus calling. But in this case, if it doesn't post, he's going to have a copy of that tax return in front of him, call for a payment plan. It costs more to set up a payment plan. And it really stinks to call the IRS, because their first two questions are every time, well, where do you work? And where do you bank? And why do you suppose they're asking those questions?
Right.
They want to take your stuff.
Right.
And so you want to avoid that if you can. But in this case, what you're going to have to do is set up like a provisional payment plan. You're going to have to explain to them that the balance hasn't posted. You're going to have to tell them your adjusted gross income. You're going to have to tell them the balance is due, and have them, they can enter that into their computer verbally, and then set up a payment plan that includes 2021. And that happens this time of year. We're doing that all the time. And so that's kind of the crux of it. Another part is you just have to know. There's four other notices, and they're all final notices of intent to levy. It's a form 1058. If it says it on the form, at the well, it'll be on the bottom on a 1058. And at the top, if it says LT11, which is letter 11, or CP 90 or CP 91, all four of those are in final notices of intent to levy. And so the that CP is actually a computer paragraph. So it's always the same thing. And so any four of those letters, the difference now would be they can levy, but they have to wait 30 days. And so you got 30 days, but if you file an appeal on what's 12, form 12-153, very simple form, you can ask, that will stop by law, stop them dead in their tracks. So there's ways to stop them if you go beyond the CP 504, but you want to not. You want to stop it at the CP 504 so that if things go wrong down the road, they haven't issued you this notice and they still have to issue it. Does that make sense? Like if they issue it now, in a year, if you default, they don't have to offer that notice now. They can just take your stuff. And so you want to avoid the, if you can.
This is why we're doing the IRS Problems Podcast, because it is, anybody who's ever dealt with the IRS, it is confusing. It's intimidating. It's scary. And that's why we're doing these, to be able to give people a chance to make sense of everything that's going on. We encourage your questions for the podcast that Todd will answer here in the future, in future podcasts. So we welcome your questions, and please send those to denverfan.com/tax. And we'll be able to address a question, two questions, however many we can get to during the course of our upcoming podcast. So we're in the books. We've started. Look forward to doing more. He's Todd Whalen, Advanced Tax Solutions. I'm Mike Evans. This is the IRS Problems Podcast. We'll see you again next time.
Thanks for tuning in to the IRS Problems Podcast. If you have a question you'd like answered, please post your question at denverfan.com/tax.